The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Hey, friendo, Steve here.
And Larson.
And welcome back to Going In Raw News Brief. We're going to try to keep this one brief today. If you haven't watched it already, our Raw review is available right now. Before we get started, please give this video a thumbs up. Hit that subscribe button so you know when we go live this Sunday for Hell in a Cell Reactions. Larson,
yep.
What's the news?
John Cena, apparently WWE wants John Cena.
John.
Being the main event of the SummerSlam opposite Roman Reigns. John Cena did an interview with Chris Van Vliet recently, during which he confirmed that he is, in fact, returning to WWE at some point. Ooh. This is the exchange between Cena and Van Vliet. These transcripts are from WrestleTalk. It's John Cena. I very much look forward to wearing jorts again. It's been too long. Do you want to be Chris Van Vliet?
I'll be Chris Van Vliet. Who should Chris Van Vliet? He's a very professional guy, but can I give him a goofy voice?
It's up to you, man.
He says this. I mean, it's not a matter of if you're coming back to WWE. It's a matter of when.
You're absolutely correct.
So Cena also talked about the chances that he's got a heel run in him now. Everybody wants to heel Cena, man. It's not going to happen. He says, now that WWE's established Roman as the top guy, and he said this, again, these transcripts come to you from WrestleTalk.
I'm not doing this whole thing. WWE invests and builds this roster. It has a wealth of talent and truly has many anchors to the ship now. Certainly, Roman being a very, very marketable and definitive star. I think the reason for me not to explore that side is because WWE didn't feel confident they had any alternative. And I respect that business choice, I really do. But now with them really laying their foundation for the future, setting up life for the next decade or so, maybe, I don't know.
John Cena's always been the guy who just does whatever Vince wants him to do. So it's like basically just walks in there. Hey, Vince, what are we doing tonight?
Well, I mean, there's one thing that Vince may ask him to do that he didn't want to do. At least one. Just losing to the Nexus.
Well, yeah. Yeah. Sorry, it doesn't work for me, brother. So yeah, that's cool. I mean, that's neat. You know, him versus Roman, especially, you know, I know we've seen it before. We haven't seen it with this Roman. This Roman is a brand new thing. And I'm into it. I think him versus Cena could make a killer, SummerSlam main event. So,
agreed. And at the end of the match, if Cena takes his, hustle, loyalty, respect shirt off, has an NWO shirt on underneath.
Yeah.
Wow.
Think that would
be like a seismic shift in the wrestling world.
Who's in his NWO? Who is in his NWO?
Wade Barrett.
Oh, okay. There's history there.
Heath Slater.
That's a terrible.
It's just the Nexus. It's just the
Nexus. That'd be pretty
shocking. I'm gonna right a wrong. I buried these guys years ago.
Ryback.
Yes. It's part of my NWO. We're all going straight to the top.
I like it. That's good. Ryback.
Good storytelling. A story 11 years in the making.
You know who'd be great in the NWO? Moose. But that's not going to happen because, as reported by PW Insider, Moose is going to be staying in the Impact Zone. Fightful Select adds that Moose's deal will keep him with Impact through the summer of 2023, and that he figures big in Impact's plans. The man,
well, of course,
who's going to take that title off of. I don't think Moose has ever actually legitimately won Impact's top title. He sort of took the TNA World Championship off of eBay or something. He defended it a couple times, but you know it wasn't legit. And then, of course, he couldn't get it back from Kenny Omega. At against all odds, but man, I think this
you
is
gotta
awesome
think he's,
news.
He's a shoo-in to be the guy to actually take it off Kenny. He's
oh yeah,
gotta be.
He's gotta be.
Sorry, it's he'll be with Impact into the summer of 2023, not necessarily through. So into, okay, so at some point, as opposed to
probably around now in 2023, roughly. Generally speaking, like it's going to be like a straight up 2 years from whenever the deal is made.
Yeah, pretty much, pretty much. So great for Impact. Moose is a foundational piece for that company, and you know, I think they're. I kind of wish they had held off on doing Kenny versus Moose one on one until Moose takes the title off him.
Mm-hmm.
But considering how Moose lost at Against All Odds with the interference, you know, you can have the story down the line where Kenny, without any help from the Young Bucks or the Good Brothers, in a one-on-one bout against Moose, takes that L. So it'll work out. Moose will have that title. He'll carry that belt for a while. He'll be their top guy for probably the next 2 years.
I appreciate that both Moose's business email and his Instagram handle are MooseNation69. So he doesn't share a certain trait with Batman, evidently, Larson. Because, you know, apparently Batman doesn't do a certain sexual act. Did you see that on Twitter yesterday?
Yeah. Like, my understanding is that Harley Quinn show is, like, you know,
it's
like pretty.
It's a hard R. They are cursing left and right. What's the problem with kayfabing that Batman enjoys?
I don't get it.
Yeah, I don't get it. Heroes don't do that, my ass. Anyways, NXT. Let's talk about that. I don't even know how to segue. Sure. I don't know how to segue from that to this, but here we go. First and foremost in everybody's mind, what change is William Regal looking to bring to NXT? I've called Triple H, and I'm bringing in James Ellsworth. It's going to be his muscle. No, probably. Hopefully, we'll get Samoa Joe tonight, dude. That'd be great.
Yeah, hopefully, get Samoa Joe. Raquel Gonzalez and Dakota Kai to face Casey Catanzaro and Caden Carter.
Oh, that'll be fun. That'll be fun.
That'll be fun. Kushida NXT Cruiserweight Title Open Challenge.
Ooh, Samoa Joe.
Daniel Bryan. Tommaso Ciampa versus and Timothy Thatcher set to collide with.
Grizzled. The Grizzled. Soon, very soon to be NXT's number one. They need a time frame on that. I'm demanding an ETA on when this soon is.
I agree. So that's a tornado tag match. Imperium looked to fulfill Walter's directive and match up with Breezango. Breezango's about to get destroyed tonight.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah.
And then Io Shirai returns to address the NXT universe.
Oh, that's cool. So Candice LeRae is going to have an issue with her along with Indy.
Maybe tonight we'll learn who Io's tag partner will be.
Saray. It's got to be Saray. Did you watch that the dark match, the opener?
I did not, know.
Neither did I, but it's probably good.
Well, it was Saray and Zoe Stark? I just saw a couple stills.
Against, I forget who. But I think it was Aaliyah. I think it was Aaliyah and Jesse Kamea.
Oh,
I think it was Robert Stone. Yeah. Anyways, that's probably good stuff. So that's going to do it for News Brief. Just a couple small items today. Thanks everybody for watching. We appreciate it. Until next time, we'll talk to you later.
Goodbye.
Help support Going In Raw today by becoming a Friendo Club TV member. You'll get access to new bonus episodes every week, including Friendo Club Arcade, Live Power Rank, Vintage 10 for the Wins, and Ask Steven Larson. Get access to Friendo Club TV today by becoming a $5 and up patron at patreon.com/Steven Larson, by throwing us a sub at twitch.tv/Steven Larson, or by clicking join at youtube.com/Steven Larson.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Do you follow automotive news? Or do you just like cars and want to see what the heck's going on? Well, then you might like Donut Media's new podcast, The Big Three. Hi, I'm James Pumphrey, and every week, me and my co-host slash two of my top five friends, Nolan Sykes and Joe Weber, unpack the latest and greatest in automotive news and trends on The Big Three. You'll also get a lot of laughs, hot takes, and personal insight on cars from the biggest car guys in automotive media. So, whether you're a hardcore enthusiast or just a person who goes, that's a good looking car, check out The Big Three, available wherever you get your podcasts, or you can watch the full videos at Donut Podcasts on YouTube.